from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. With the biggest stories of the day, it's the Big 3 at 3. Number 1.
Oh, I didn't mean to play footsie with you there on the way in.
That's all right, man. I mean, look, anytime, bud. It's my foot's here for you, man.
Yeah, just... You know, I just don't like them in the mouth.
But oh, no, so.
Yeah, hopefully not mine anyway. I got fungus.
Still haven't.
You'd be embarrassed if I told you where my progress is on that.
I would it be shocking?
I mean, did I say you'd be embarrassed? You'd be mad. I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't think it. You remember the last time Tyler he was talking real, man. I'm going to the doctor, have my doctor's appointment.
I've done it all. I've got all the goods, but they want to send me to another doctor to get some tests run, like some blood tests run to make sure that I can handle the medication.
Haven't been able to do that.
I went by there one day and it was like, oh, it's gonna be a 2.5 hour wait. I said, oh no, I don't believe
it. Got you one of them quest.
There you go. That's your bingo. You're exactly right. So I mean, it's been about a three-week pause here on just getting by that place.
I just realized I've withheld this from y'all, but I got something going on with one of my toes on my left foot. I'm going to come in there in the break and show y'all. I don't think it's like a fungus, but it's something.
That's how it starts. I want to see it.
Can you describe it first before you come in and show us?
Well, it's weird because what it looks like is more of an injury. It looks like somebody slammed the hell out of their middle toe, but I don't recall stumping my foot on anything. Or
well, when you get a knee break,
is it painful?
You're pretty tough.
Is it painful?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't hurt at all. It looks like an injured toe. It's weird.
Well, then don't worry about it.
I'm gonna show y'all.
If there's no pain, I would just keep on going.
I have been. It's been like this for 3 weeks.
These hospital bills cost.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, do that. You end up with 2 feet, 10 toes worth of fungus.
Just wait until it gives you any pain. All right.
Wait until it falls off.
Well, no, you.
I don't want to pull an E on here.
You act before it falls off, just when it gives you pain. It should give you an alert of pain first. Now it may be too late by then, but I mean,
I don't want to be like Seven Toe Prime.
Save it. I'm gonna say, well, hell, you've been waiting 3 weeks. What's another 3 months?
But it doesn't hurt anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Forget it. So, big 3-3. There's your toes. Astros, they return back as they play the A's. This is a chance to maybe create some more distance as they get closer and that magic number starts to creep up on the Mariners. But to me, the real big thing is tonight is Spencer Arrighetti. It's Clint. That was rough. That was, I believe, Tyler's lock of the week and the month.
Month.
I was going to go for a little bit more. And he was able to record two outs. That was it, two outs. And the thing is, Spencer Arrighetti has been pitching his ass off. And as we said, going into that start, hey, man, this cat keeps it up. He's trying to force somebody to have to make a tough decision with him and potentially getting a playoff start. So we got to see if he bounces back. And, Clint, for you, you probably expect that he will, because you were strong into there has to be an explanation to why the Reds picked up everything and hit everything he threw up there in that inning. 38 pitches, two outs. There had to be some sort of pitch tipping, something there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't – it all happened, as you mentioned, it all happened so fast. Hell, I was driving home. I literally – he was out of the game before I ever got home. Hell, he was out of the game before I ever got out of the city limits of Houston. I mean, I ain't even got on 45 over here yet. And he was out of the game.
Well, this is not good.
No, it was not good for my pocketbook, Tyler's betting game, or the Astros and Spencer. But I did watch the highlights, right? And you watch the highlight. There was enough highlights in two outs worth of it, two thirds of the first inning, to fill a damn game. Like, I mean, a lineup that is, I mean, these guys were squaring up every single,
even the outs.
Yeah. I mean, they were squaring up every single pitch. And I mean, some of the best lineups in baseball, we watch one of them night in, night out, and have for the last 7 years for the most part. I mean, unless somebody's tipping pitches, they ain't squaring up a pitcher that's known that's been striking out double-digit guys in the last several starts. They're not squaring pitches up like that often. I mean, that was consistently everybody at the plate was hitting it on the button. Yeah, I have, and then I heard somebody actually bring it up and ask him about it in the post game. So I believe that somebody was tipping pitches. That wasn't just a bad outing. That was, we know what you're throwing and we're fixing to knock you out of this game in the first inning type of stuff.
And they did. 38 pitches, two outs recorded, and 9 runs given up. But yes, Tyler, I did see that last week that they – and that, hey, that's a big change, right?
Huge. He was thankful for that ERA.
For his ERA, they what did they credited him? Was there an error in there?
Fielder's choice or something that dropped the earned runs against Arrighetti in that last start down to 3.
Yeah, so it went from 9 to 3.
Well, it'll help him on numbers.
So, I mean, he was close to a quality start, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like 3 5 runs. And a third from it.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, 3 runs.
He was on pace.
He's on pace to get him that one. So, yeah, man, you got to see that bounce back, because he has a chance to have a real role in this postseason. The lineup is out for him. Altuve at second base. Yordan is in left field and in the 3 spot. So they're back-to-back. This is originally what, to start the season, what Joe Espada wanted to do. Kyle Tucker is the DH. Again, Bregman's in at third base. Diaz is at first base tonight with Pena. Caratini's is the catcher tonight. Jake Myers is in center field. And Chaz McCormick, he's been getting a little bit of playing time here of late. He is in right field tonight. Clint, again, we have still not seen Kyle Tucker in the field yet, which is interesting and something that I'm still wondering if we get that coming up in this series at all, which I can understand. Take your time, maybe get the hitting together. Yep. But that's kind of going to be the next step, because – Clint, as you can see how the lineup is, like, they could use that DH spot. They could use that DH spot being open, so either Diaz or Caratini could DH and not have to play first and probably have somebody a little bit more confident in playing first base over there. So that's kind of the next step there to see if how long it is that Kyle Tucker can start to play in the field.
Yeah, you got to think that's just a play, right? Of why now he can play right field in his sleep. Ultimately, let's just get him back in this lineup and ease him back in, and I guess, you know, force as little pressure, as little action as we can on that leg, and until we know he's 100% pain free. So I'm not worried about anything but at the plate. Just you got there's 20 ball games, man. Get that swing back anywhere remotely close to where it was when you got hurt, and this lineup is going to be nails.
Tyler's doing it again, folks. Eric Geddes' strikeout totals in his lock of the month last week was 5.5. Today is 6.5, and you're taking the over.
Oh, Eric Geddes going to get 8, 9, maybe even 10 strikeouts against this crappy ass A's team. Lock it in. Oh. Eric Geddes strikeouts
lock. You got room for your boy bet?
I do.
You're going right at it, huh?
Let's ride, baby.
Oh, yeah, you got to ride it. I got $100 on it.
Let's go. Over 6.5. You got it.
He's not tipping, man.
If he didn't put the lock on it, I think he'd have been all right. But now he's lock it in. Lock.
It's not posted right now, but I'm going to keep refreshing it and keep an eye on it for you and get that bet in for you. That's nothing I have control over. They shuffle the board throughout the day. It'll pop back up. I got you.
I got too much action on it.
Nah.
Always something, ain't it?
I got you, bro.
I'm going to keep refreshing it, but I'm going to get it.
I got your back, bro.
You might want to set an alarm because you'll forget that.
Damn, Tyler.
He'll remind me when he hits 7.
Damn, Tyler.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Monday Night Football last night. The Jets lose their season opener 32-19 to the Niners. The Niners look good without Christian McCaffrey. But I think a win for the Jets is, hey, Aaron Rodgers made it through. And he gets to play week 2. So that is the win. Last year, their entire season, I mean, they didn't probably try to admit it then, but it was over after 4 plays, and he went down. Speaking of Aaron, he has not played a lot of football, obviously, with the Achilles injury and all of that. What was your assessment of what you saw from Aaron last night?
Well, I mean, look, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's an elite passer of the football, but at the end of the day, I think their offense and really their defense, if we're being honest, the way that the 49ers ran on them, they look like a team that their starters didn't do much during the preseason, that ultimately they just were going through the motions and come out rusty, and they happened to come out and start the season in prime time on Monday night and against what I think after 1 week, clearly we all know they're the powerhouse. I think they're the favorite in the NFC to win that NFC championship and represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. But I think the 49ers were the best looking team week 1. Of all the big boys, and that's who the Jets caught. And so you look like you're sleepwalking. You look like you didn't have much of a preseason. You didn't see much live action, and camp wasn't real hard. And the 49ers, they look like they were, with the exception of obviously the holdouts, Ayuk didn't look 100, and big boy left tackle.
Oh, yeah, Trent Williams.
Trent Williams didn't necessarily. I think he had to catch him a breather a couple times in the middle of the drive.
But it didn't matter.
But it didn't matter because they went out there and handled business. I mean, that team.
Without Christian McCaffrey,
really the guy that does it all and makes it all go, they didn't have him. And his backup ended up looking like a damn Pro Bowler. So just super physical team that looked like they were ready to play midseason form. So back to your point about Aaron Rodgers, I think it was a bit of a buzzkill offensively as a whole. Games on the line, fourth down, you got a slant that's there to Garrett Wilson, to your go-to guy, and you throw it low and behind him. I just thought the whole thing kind of looked blasé, like they've just kind of gone through the motions and weren't really ready like for what the 49ers were bringing.
In a training camp type of a scenario. Yeah, the Niners, because to me, as I said, I picked the Rams to win that division this year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Rams, I think, and obviously the way they played against Detroit, they looked like they're a pretty good football team.
Yes, they
did.
That was a hell of a football game.
So I picked them.
Was it Sunday night?
That was Sunday night. I thought the Niners, you know, that kind of that, not hangover, but a little bit the Super Bowl teams, especially the ones that lost, kind of maybe sometimes step back a little bit.
Yeah.
And they've done it when they have gone as well, but that was not the case. They look more on the lines of we're on a mission type of thing. And even though Brock Purdy didn't have gaudy numbers like he has before, he's kind of got that CJ Stroud thing in him in terms of he puts the ball right where receivers can do something with it afterwards. His accuracy is pretty good, much better than I remember it being at Iowa State. He's really improved since he's gotten here. I'm not saying he's C.J. Stroud. I'm just saying they have that in common.
They got a similar game. It's out on time.
Out on time, and
they work the pocket well. It's accurate as hell. The run after catch is
Jennings
tremendous.
And Debo are always catching it going up the field and then able to turn it up. So he looked really good too as well with the Niners. So impressive win for the 49ers yesterday over the Jets. We'll see as the Jets go back to the drawing board here.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
3-3, number three.
Yesterday we talked about it. Should Russell Wilson be in concern about him losing his job? Now, I don't know if his job is lost, but already it is Tuesday, and Mike Tomlin told reporters that the Steelers are planning to start quarterback Justin Fields on Sunday. Wow. Once again, not riding today. Russell Wilson, who was the emergency quarterback, but still decided to go in full uniform on the field on Sunday, which was interesting. He missed week one with calf tightness, something that's been bothering him throughout the preseason. He is feeling better and will be monitored. But
unlimited but diarrhea.
Potentially no revenge game against Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos this weekend. So this one feels, at least the way they're saying it, it's more of Russ is not ready as opposed to Justin is the guy that took it. But I just know, Russ, if they keep winning and this is a winnable game, and he doesn't make mistakes, and he does a couple of things a game, Mike Tomlin, you know, he might get bored and just stay on with it.
Well, I think there's two things here, Ron. I think Justin Fields, he's going to mess around and be out long enough for Justin Fields to get comfortable. Justin Fields is at that point in his career where he's either going to continue to just play backyard ball or things are going to slow down for him, and all of a sudden he's gonna come into his own and be a really, really good dual threat quarterback in this league. One, that's the case. You're gonna let him mess around and get comfortable. And then two, you're gonna let him play long enough to where when you come in, if you don't hit the ground running and you don't and it's gonna look different because you can't move the way he moves. But Russell Wilson, if he doesn't hit the ground running and he isn't completing 70% of his damn balls and they're not scoring points, everybody's gonna compare it to what you watch with Justin Fields. And again, I don't care what you – there's one or two runs a game when you look at it and you go, damn, I'd like to have that as my quarterback. There's one or two throws that you go, damn, well, I wish my quarterback could do that. And there ain't nothing Russ is going to do that's going to be have that wow factor, that flash to it. He never has been that guy.
Except for his downfield throwing, but I don't know if that is still.
Yeah, the up and over. I mean, but he don't throw the lollipop ball over the top. It's accurate, but it ain't near as impressive as Justin Fields. The rip that Justin Fields has, so he just better hit the ground running, or there's not going to be much grace given to the old fella.
Yeah, and you know Russ won at this game.
Ooh,
I think
I would imagine.
I'd imagine Russ may have gone over and gave Sean a hug.
Oh, there ain't. I don't know if Sean would have hugged him, but there ain't no doubt. That's Russ. That's definitely Russ.
I forgot. It was a holiday. It was some sort of night game. Sean just undressed Russ, and Russ looked like a football player who was in the 70s and just gonna take it from a coach, just because that's what you're supposed to do. I just remember him undressing him so much so where it was like, I got to say something back to you, Sean. Like, you just ain't going to cuss me up like this. I'll be damned if you're going to get me like
that. Come on, Sean.
All right, coming up next. Listen, there was so much and little time to get to yesterday in that game. But one guy we have not had a lot to discuss about, he was something special yesterday. Absolutely special. We'll talk about him with the Texans coming up next.
Wow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Crowd deafening. Here's the snap. TJ looking, firing right sideline, and Nico Collins with the catch. He gets the feet down for a first down at the 41-yard line.
Another bad spot, Mark. The spot is tricky. It's right at the 40-yard line, which is exactly where they needed to get to, and they may measure this.
Hey, man, that was a huge, huge play. One of many plays of the game on Sunday. But, Clint, we had a lot. We talked about a lot. We talked about CJ yesterday. We talked about that running game, those four big fellas up front, the tight ends, and everything they did with Joe Mixon in the run game, because it was their day. It was their day. A lot that we talked about. The heart and the balls, to be honest, of D'Amico being calculated when he was going to take chances for things. But we didn't get a chance on a three-hour show yesterday to talk a lot about this dude. Clinton Tyler. And this saved Tyler from not having to buy the Mad Dog. I had Joe Mixon, so I was safe. Nico Collins, boy. Clint, he played like a damn man. He played like a one. He played like, yeah, I got that money, and this is why I got that damn money, yeah. Fellas. He was an absolute star in every way in that game.
Well, look, with Nico Collins after week one, I mean, here's the deal, Ron, is there's a couple of layers to this thing. I think, one, he picked up where he left off. And a following last year's season with another light campaign is going to be extremely convincing. But he picked up where he left off. But let's look at how Nico Collins actually, got the was it a buck 12, 112 yards? I mean, they were in some of the most clutch situations. One, C.J. Stroud makes a poor decision and throws an ill-advised ball up, underthrows it significantly, probably about 10 yards, if we're being honest. I have to go back and look at the All-22.
Oh, yeah, they talked about it on there. If he got it out in front of it,
it's six. But
six for 117, by the way.
117, there you go. He goes up and catches an ill-advised ball that's underthrown between two defenders, and there's a picture out there of both of the defenders draped all over him with the ball in his hands. Absolutely tremendous. I mean, that was as clutch a play, as big time a play, as C.J. Stroud saving level type of play that you can have as a wide receiver. And then he comes out on third and 11 or third and 14? Third and 14, I think it was. C.J. Stroud immediately gets pressured. He rolls to his right as he's going out of bounds. He throws another ill-advised ball back across his body, which, by the way, all these ill-advised, I'm A-OK with C.J. Stroud doing it. He's earned his right to make some risque decisions, if you know what I mean. He throws it back across his body. Nico Collins, in a scramble drill, finds a soft spot and makes a monster catch. Clutch play, big time by CJ, big time by Nico. Then he comes back on a third and 11 to keep a drive alive and ultimately allow them to put their knee in it. He makes a semi-diving catch on the sideline, gets a knee down, never bobbles the ball as he catches it through the ground, and the game is over. I mean, so talk a lot about last year, Ron, about how, in my opinion, you look at Nico and Nick, for whatever reason, teams allowed Nico to catch balls underneath and then no one had to tackle. And this week, I think the defense adjusted and tightened down and wasn't going to give really anybody, but definitely him, those underneath, those easy catches. And he still went out and got you a buck 17. I mean, he just did it in a different fashion. It wasn't an ideal.
Like, he went out and bailed CJ out.
Absolutely.
Now, CJ, the throw on the sideline on the third and 11 was a great throw, but that's a hell of a catch. I mean, the guy crossing in front of him,
yeah,
to try to jump it, to get his feet down, get his, yeah, knee down, and hold on to that with strong hands all the way through. But, I mean, like you said, that ball up top to go get, he was, whoo.
Well, you look at it, Ron, like last year, again, with Nico, it just, like, it was easy to go, yeah, Nico had a good game, but Bobby Slowick was in his bag. Yeah, Nico had a good game, but boy, I mean, there was three of those throws where CJ just put it on the money, man. He couldn't have thrown it no better. Hell, I could have caught that right there. You know, a lot of what Nico did last year was be open, be available, make plays, and then he was very difficult to tackle. And you got a quarterback and a play caller that were dealing, really, that were in their bag damn near the whole season, right? This week one against the Colts, they weren't. The quarterback wasn't dealing. Nothing was easy. Bobby Slowick was not like dialing up plays to get guys wide open everywhere where they were easy tosses, easy throws and catches.
Dang,
he wasn't,
Bobby.
And he still went out there and gave you a buck 17. That's what great receivers do. That's what number one receivers do. Is, yeah, they ball out. They explode when the game plan's perfect. The quarterback's on. The everything's good, and it's all easy to live. But then when it's not, how do you help the team win ball games?
I know for
and Nico
you,
did that, Chief.
I know for you, he performed a lot of the things that you questioned. Like, even and I think even last year, with the exception of, like, you know, run after the catch, trying to get him on the ground, in his time here, we didn't really see a lot of go up and high point it.
Absolutely.
Go up and go up and make a play, you and him up in the air. We saw that yesterday. That brings fades that brings him into the red zone. We didn't see a lot of that. You've been calling for that for a minute. We saw the full boundary receiver repertoire for him.
What we saw last year, I think what was the most impressive about Nico that we saw, other than just the overall consistent production, was he used his big body after the catch. He was hard to tackle. He was physical after the catch.
That's his size was able to be.
Now, all of a sudden, Ron, and I'm not saying he never did it, but what we saw, at least on two different occasions this past week, was him using his body to go make catches. Keep the knee down, long body, you know, I mean, just running that route, being a bigger bodied available on the sideline to end the game. The obvious double team going up, he really didn't even high point it. He catches it in his belly, but he's so big that the DBs are on his back and they don't have a shot. That's just really the only thing, Ron, that we have not seen Nico do, which really CJ Stroud's not this quarterback and Bobby Slowick's not this offensive coordinator. I don't even know if it's in the game plan. But it is what we saw, and it's not even, I would say, the great receivers. We know Davante Adams does it better than anybody. The 50-50 ball where you don't have to run 45 yards down the field. You don't have to be faster than everybody. You just run a go route and they back shouldering, right? Like, that's the one thing, that's really the only thing that Nico hasn't consistently done that we think the bigger bodied number one receiver. Everything else, he's been absolutely tremendous. I just think this game was different than most of them last year. It wasn't a screen with great blocking that he hits for 70. It wasn't a post for 60 or 70 or 80 or whatever it was to open the game. And really the safety bit down and CJ threw that thing in a perfect spot. He just outran everybody. It was hard work and he still went and got 117
great
yards.
Routes going
statement
up
game ball. By Nico, yeah. I think.
It was. Speaking of statement here, guys, stay with us. We're doing this all day and we'll continue to update where and the progress we've made. But we're raising money all day for a cause that means a ton to us here at Sports Radio 610, the My Home Library program hosted by the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. We've worked for the past few years, and this year is no different. Well, really no different. The only difference is we're doing it one day, and we are trying to push this one day and put up and as much money as we possibly can. As we've talked about it, 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at their homes at all. 60% of Houston kids entering kindergarten each year are lacking required reading skills. So, please, we want to help change this. Clint, can you tell them exactly how and what they can do to help change
this? It's real easy. All one word, new books. NEWBOOKS. NEWBOOKS. New books to 41444. That's 41444. We are in the final stretch to make a difference in the lives of a Houston area kid. Last year, we were able to help 3,500 plus kids right here in our family of stations, Odyssey in our family of stations. And right now, we're in the home stretch. You can help us bring this thing home. Phillips 66 is matching anything and everything up to $25,000. It's $30 gets a new home library for a kid here in Houston. It's big time. It's big time. New books to 41444. Simple text, $30. We're off and running.
Yes, and I'm telling you, as someone who is given to this project, me and our family is given to this, it is a very gratifying feeling to know that you're helping kids in need. All right, coming up as we continue right here on The Drive, there was a struggle in the game on Sunday for the Texans. And my thought is, was it a bad day, just a bad performance on Sunday, or is this a sign of things to come? We'll discuss.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Remember, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour. Hell, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're listening on YouTube and Twitch, if you are listening on the Odyssey app, or if you're just listening on the radio on 610 or on FM HD2, 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock fire segment. Right at 5, that is the segment you will have a chance to win a pair of tickets. So we come back at 5 o'clock. You better make sure you're listening, locked and loaded, for your chance to win a pair of tickets for Sunday night's, the first primetime game in 2 years, Sunday night's game against the Bears right here in NRG, coming up at 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. I do want to just shout out right now to my lovely wife. It is our 13th year wedding anniversary.
Aww.
13-year anniversary, huh?
13 years.
Congrats, man.
For old Court myself.
That's wow. My lucky number.
Did you think she'd put up with you for that long?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she's lucky, ain't she?
The showman.
Hell yeah, she is. I mean, she'll tell you that.
Yes, indeed. 13 years. Congrats, bro.
Yeah, man.
Congrats, 13, man.
13 big ones.
Big time.
Now, this is just a right for the people out there. You're married. Out there, or if you're not, 13, right? That's just like, hey, grab some dinner, right? Dinner, hang out.
13?
Yeah.
Anniversary?
13.
Hell, I've only been married a couple years, man, so you're probably asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, it feels like, now 10, we went to San Francisco and Napa, hung out, we did a thing. I think maybe 15 years is a little bigger. Right, but I think 13, that's dinner. Dinner, have a good time, enjoy yourself, spend some time. That's what I feel like 13 is. I don't know if you go. I feel like it's every 5.
I mean, just, are you talking about anything? Like any,
I'm just like
no,
like,
gifts, no nothing? Just dinner and a little company?
A card, dinner, company, yeah.
A little sex.
Sure.
I mean, you got to.
No gifts at all?
I mean, I think sure you could do gifts. I think if you do a gift, I don't think it's big.
I guess here's the magic question is what does Courtney expect?
I think she's fine.
You think she? I think she's fine.
I think she's fine. So what are you all coming up on? Four?
You're four, man.
Four. So four, like what are you doing? Because four to me is like 13. That's just like chill.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, I'm new at this. I don't know.
Yeah, like to me, five, we might have to do something. You know, 15, we might have to get a new ring. You know, like,
that ring I bought, she ain't get a new ring. I mean, if she gets a new ring, insurance is buying that one.
11 years, she might get yeah, 11 years.
No, nah, she comes to me and tells me, I want to add this or add that. No, baby, you should have done that when we made that joint. That's custom right there. We got two weddings to pay for, cuz. I ain't doing it.
Love that money.
No, yeah, like to me, yeah, it's like, we got planned this weekend, have a nice dinner, you know. I might stop, bring a little champagne if she's not listening, maybe. I might bring a little champagne home tonight.
Is it? It's literally today and coming weekend.
We got married 9, 10, 11. Easy days.
There you go.
Remember right there, right?
Yeah.
9, 10, 11.
Yeah. And then the plans are this weekend. Where do you know where you're going to go eat?
Our favorite restaurant.
What is your favorite restaurant?
Nobi. It's right around here off Shepherd. Nobi. It's a spot we stumbled upon too.
Yeah.
It's a cool shareable kind of stuff. The menu changes all the time.
That's the coolest part of it to me. That's the cool, like when you Backstreet Cafe, I believe, is the name of one where Lauren and I kind of even when we weren't public and we weren't necessarily dating and we just kind of crossing paths from time to time. I think that was the spot. And then all of a sudden, we started hanging with her friends. We really started hanging out there. We did a very small, because I think it was during COVID, actually. We did a very small, rehearsal dinner there as well. So that's our spot. That spot that just means a little bit more.
Yeah, that's our
spot. That's cool. That's like spot. That.
She said, let's go. She said, let's go tonight. I said, why not? It is. Me and her brother. Me, her, and her brother. We were out. About first year. We were just driving around.
Yeah.
Stumbled upon it. Looks like a house, but it's a great drinks, great food. Oh man, amazing. Pricey. Amazing. Great spot. So happy wedding anniversary to you. To you, hon. Love you. All right. Listen. We talked about the big plays as a thing, and I know, Clint, you said yesterday, you know, the big plays, not worried about it, not concerned about it. Yesterday, I would say the other thing that we saw was C.J. Stroud got touched a little too much. C.J. Stroud had, I think there was four sacks. He got hit other times. There were points, Clint, where we look up there and there are four guys standing behind C.J. Stroud and nobody and two or three guys not blocking anybody. They got a couple of stunts in there. One, Buckner did one and came all the way around two defenders to get a sack on C.J. Was for you the struggles in pass protection just a sign of a bad day or potentially a bad sign moving forward?
Well, I think it's a problem moving forward, or it's going to be a big challenge moving forward, because I think – and look, I will watch the All 22, and I will be a lot more confident in what I'm telling you here. But after watching the game cut, it's pretty obvious to me that defensively, whether you're running quarters coverage like two safeties, well, you can do cover two, you run whatever coverage you want, or your middle close cover three or man in some form of that. That's typically what Gus Bradley is. Like, you can play tighter, you can bring your safeties down a little bit more, you can press your corners and play some level of press and bail and some combination. You can tighten your backers down on the underneath throws. I just think that's what's going to happen. That's the adjustment. Until C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick throw them up out of it, I think you're going to get that. And with our run game now, you're probably going to get it even more. And so I think it has more to do with C.J. was not able to get the ball out like as quickly as he did in most of his games early on. In particular, early on, he was getting the ball out, just dealing, and then he would take his shots. They would pick and choose, and they wanted to take their shots. So I think it's more of a hey, we're going to come down, we're going to take away these quick, easy throws, we're going to force your quarterback to get through progressions, and we're going to force your offensive line to protect for a two or three count at the very least. And in the process of doing all that, there's more bodies around the line of scrimmage. And so it's a little bit more congested, a little bit more frustrating, a little bit more harder to process for the quarterback and the center and the offensive line as a whole. And so I think it was probably a product of that. You can also throw in there, as you've mentioned, those that's a pretty good front. That was a pretty damn good front.
Yeah, Buckner's a handful.
They handle them in a run game, and they handle them, you know, I mean, okay in the pass game, but it was leakier than expected given who's up there. And I think it's more of just kind of the approach to playing the Texans now. I really do think it's going to be the NFL's adjustment to C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick. They are not going to let him just sit there and pick you apart and pick you apart and pick you apart. They're gonna do it in different ways because I don't think defensive coordinators are gonna change their identities.
Piece of positivity.
That's right. But they are going to take away the little quick easy stuff for Nico, the little quick easy stuff for Dalton. The move receivers are different. Like, I mean, Tank and Diggs and even some of the stuff with the backs, the screen game, like those are all different. And that's a different angle because you can't really take away the right now throws when it's a receiver in motion. You can put them in a bunch formation and motion some guys, and it's hard to take all those quick throws away. So Bobby and CJ will have some answers, but I think as a whole, the layups that CJ Stroud was getting last year, I don't think that's going to be the case this year.
Yeah,
and so I think that's why the pass protection struggled a little bit.
For me, I'll just say a bad day for right now.
Okay.
Now, the two dudes in the middle, I think Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs had a good day, especially on the run game. But those guys are young, and you just hope with growth and experience it gets better. But those, I mean, there were some times where they took advantage of them.
Yeah.
Like I saw multiple, like, you know, tackle stunts. Not just tackle stunts,
yeah,
where they were confusing them from the inside. Like, for me, I understand he has his warts. My man Sterling, shout out to you, Sterling Page. I'm going to put your name right out there. My man who helps coach the Southside Saints said, man, I don't know about Laramie Tunsil, man. I don't know about that dude. Listen, he's got his warts. He there's some times where the snap count, whether he's at home or on the road, is an issue. But I got no concerns about him in pass protection. Like Laramie Tunsil, I feel pretty good about pass protection with Laramie Tunsil, and I think it will help Kenyon Green, and I feel pretty good about the other guys, Shaq and Titus. So I think they'll be fine. And the other guys, you just hope with growth and experience they learn more. So right now, I think it was a bad day.
Well, the thing with Laramie will piss you off because you know he's one of the best pass blocking tackles in the game, and he'll get beat sometimes. Just it's almost like, I'll be honest, like I game one, I think there were a couple of moments where he looked like he hadn't practiced much. He hadn't seen enough live action, whether he's tired or he just got lazy or he just didn't expect it. And that part will frustrate you. The one thing about Laramie Tunsil that you got to love is that, you know, in the big games, in the big moments against the better pass rushers in this league, he's going to eliminate a guy from a box score. I mean, that's just that you have that. And without that, you know, I don't know that C.J. Stroud is able to play at or above his ceiling game in, game out. And you have that with Laramie Tunsil. I think you're going to end up having it with Titus Howard too, but you have it with Laramie Tunsil right now. And that's, to me, that's worth its weight in gold. Is when he's right, if it takes a couple of games for him to get right, cool. When he's right, C.J.'s blind side is protected, man.
What you got coming up?
Well, we got to tell you a little bit about what Sports Radio 610 is up to. We need your help. We want your help. We're asking you to jump on board with us and make a big time difference. When we're talking about kids, man, it you're speaking to my heart. And we're going to talk a little bit about that next. Also, CJ Stroud, that trash talker CJ Stroud, it worked out better than he expected. It worked out better than any of us ever could have thought that it would work out. I'm going to tell you how and why. And John Weeks, he scared the hell out of me. Got a little Astros issue going on with these Texans. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.